cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the Donner Party Historical Recreation Society. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. In the studio, we've got Chewbacca and Dogwater Dick. No Nick, because he's out on the East Coast being cool and stuff. But we don't care, because in the studio, we got Rich Straw and Steve Van Pelt ready to rock out.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I don't want to be the guy whose foot gets eaten.
Rock might be a strong word, too. Unless, I mean, you can sort of rock with a ute, but not like rock.
I don't know. There's some Metallica covers.
I know, but have you ever ended a set and just wanted to like smash it over like a PA or something?
No. Yeah. It's more of an uplifting, fun sound.
You should still do it, though.
Hi, Britt. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
It's so good to see you. It's been, what, 2-3 years? I was thinking about this on the drive over. It's been
a couple years. Yeah. I was here actually a couple weeks ago with Seedless Tendency. Because I'm singing for
I thought Rory was kidding because she was just here. Yeah.
And she'd been here within the last year besides that.
Yeah,
too,
I've been to this location and the old location.
At the time, we thought that she didn't do any of her stuff, Rory.
No, that's okay. I mean, that was during the whole period of time where I was like getting married and not doing the show and everybody else was doing it. And thank you all for doing a wonderful job while I was gone.
Congratulations.
The show did not burn. Thank you all. Thank you. Yeah.
Fuck you, Rory.
Thank you, Bobby. You're not invited to the housewarming party. Those of you out there lucky enough to have been invited to the housewarming party, consider yourselves lucky citizens. And those who aren't, well, just get any one of us drunk and I'm sure we'll invite you. Moving on, though, to our other guest here, too. Welcome for the first time, Mr. Steve Van Pelt.
How we doing?
What's up, man?
Everyone.
Welcome to the show.
It's a great crowd we got in here.
Great spot. Fuck yeah.
Steve here is a local comic. He's a host and organizer of a Monday night open mic night, and he has appeared on many stages across town, including the first time I saw him, which was over at Good Luck Macbeth during Clown Bar.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that was the first time I had ever done anything on stage.
Excellent.
So that was me getting bit by the performing bug, and I'm like, I want to do this now all the time, and it was
fun. The start of where you're
at
now?
That was the start. That was the first time I had ever gone on stage was for that show.
That had gone poorly, you would have never been here now.
Quite possibly.
You'd just be hiding in some basement somewhere.
I would have just gone through with it and killed myself. So
right.
You wouldn't have to deal with me.
That was the coin flip night, huh?
Yeah.
This doesn't go good.
So you can blame Clown Bar for that.
Nice. Excellent. Well, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm going to be happy to catch up with what you're up to now.
Forgot about the one on the floor.
Well, yeah, we're going to get back to that. But as Rick and I always used to say to dogs.
I would just like to point out that she's upset that the dog wasn't mentioned and doesn't say a shit about her fucking boyfriend.
Stay on
being
mic,
here.
Dog.
See, the boyfriend nice seems kind of quiet and reserved. I didn't know how much of a spotlight he wanted on him, so I was just going to surprise. Wow.
Yeah, the dog's the one in the chair right now.
Josh, welcome to the show. A bit of advice at the top of the show for you. I did a run.
Too late. Too late. Thank you guys for having me.
Good to see you, brother. And the dog here, that's Nikki, service dog in training, or service dog, or just...
She is a service dog.
The full-time.
I'm hypoglycemic, so she kind of is trained for that.
I
get to bring her everywhere with me, basically.
She keep, like, a bottle of brandy around her neck?
She does have a saddle pack that she keeps certain things in case,
Snickers
you know.
Bar.
Right, just a snack.
Let me just say, diet has changed a lot in my life. I used to have seizures and stuff, but...
I have another friend who's had seizures, and she always has a dog, too. Mm-hmm. And I always have this image of her having a seizure and the dog being like, what? You know, like, what are they going to do? Like,
throw the ball.
Yeah,
right. Right. The dog, get the ball, bring it over to your nose while you're laying there unconscious and drop it on your face.
I mean, what is
the plan? Your hand so you pet them.
Are they supposed to, like, stop anybody who tries to touch you, or?
No, basically, if my blood sugar drops and I drop, which hasn't happened in a long, long time. But basically, she would be alert that my blood sugar was dropping. She'd like give me some symptoms, you know, kind of look at me like, hey, paw me. Maybe you'd think, oh, you need to go outside. No, she might be pawing because of something else. So that means, oh, I should administer a little bit of, you know, like, basically, I eat protein all day long.
But okay. The dog knows your blood sugar
to
level?
Know if they you're
can't.
Getting yeah.
Some
weak.
Dogs can be trained to do it. Some dogs can't.
Fuck.
Is that like the cancer sniffing dog thing that they've been doing, where they will train dogs to smell certain symptoms that aren't visual?
And some dogs can be trained to. Some dogs can't.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, or that cat. The cat at the nursing home that would sleep on the bed of the person that was about to die.
Yeah, the fluffy angel of death.
Yeah. Adorable. Do you remember that story?
Yeah,
if
it was
we could
great.
Train dogs yeah. to do that. But what good would that be to walk around with the dog, I guess?
I heard there's many service horses.
What, airports have started?
Yeah, can you get those on the airplane with you?
I have no
this
idea.
Is my
I've
emotional support
it,
horse.
Airports have started providing animals at airports for nervous flyers to pet before they board a plane.
Yep, and if they smell dope on you, you're fucked.
Yeah, there's that too.
Be careful.
Double duty. If, yeah, don't be taking a little something to calm down before you get on the flight.
I'm
there.
Nervous to get on this plane because I got a bunch of weed on me. And now I'm petting a dog.
I got to pet the dog, and the dog's going to bark at me. What am I going to do? I don't understand. I'm conflicted here.
I wanted to pet that poodle, but somehow I got stuck with this German Shepherd with the flak vest on. I don't know how that happened.
He's really into me, though.
Pets are fun.
Yep. Dogs are great.
Fucking A.
So are wolves.
Yeah,
that was the segue there. So that's part of what brings you to the show here today. You've been a wolf advocate and involved with a wolf sanctuary for a number of years here. And you've got another event coming up here this summer?
Yeah, so for the U.S. Wolf Refuge, it's going to be held July 29th, which is coming up, I mean, before we know it, at the Potentialist Workshop.
Oh,
very cool. Over on
836 2nd? East 2nd Street, right by Renown, kind of. And basically, it's an all-ages free event for everybody to come, and we're going to have awesome raffle prizes, live music, stuff for the kids. We're going to have some food.
We actually have wolves.
And we will have some of our wolves there, yes, for you know, meet and greet and potential get your picture taken with one and educate people about what we do, because that's our main focus. I mean, these animals that we're dealing with don't come from the wild. They come from, you know, a place where they were bred in captivity and sold as a cute little puppy to somebody. Usually people don't realize what they're getting into when they buy a wolf dog. So then oftentimes the animal either ends up getting euthanized or into a sanctuary like ours. So we just care for them. And starting route.
Josh is already planning his escape route.
The window's right there, but it's the first step. That's the rough one.
But yeah, so we have 17 animals, and you know, so this fundraiser, basically all 100% of the funds are going to the refuge.
At the refuge, you say you have 17 animals there?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's 17. A lot.
And we have over 100 acres.
And I don't know, I, for anybody who's listening who, I don't know if you've ever seen a wolf or a half wolf or even a quarter wolf dog. This is not just a big dog, like a big German Shepherd. These are large animals and on a quantum level, like just a greater being. And like behind their eyes, there's definitely not that... Not that all of our home dogs aren't wonderful, individual, smart little puppers, but definitely much more of a conscious mind behind a wolf's eyes. The couple of times I've been able to come in contact with some.
I've only ever seen coyotes running around, and they look like scraggly dogs.
They look ashamed of themselves for what they're
smaller.
Up to.
No, this or is, one year as was... those are smaller than dogs, wolves are that much bigger than dogs and present and like... They're a large predatory animal.
Yeah, they're cunning. They, like you said, yes. they've got the fire behind their eyes.
They understand how tools work, even if they don't have opposable thumbs.
Exactly. And maybe that's why they're so angry all the time. Like, I would love to drive, but I cannot figure out the stick shift. I will destroy this human and everything it loves.
But they're not like that. They You know, you probably have I've seen Game more of Thrones. Stories about that than I do. But the couple times I, even just with the Nevada Humane Society, came in contact with some, they were not innately aggressive animals at all. They, in fact, just wanted, like any other dog or person, a little bit of contact.
Sexually.
We didn't go there. It was just a first date.
Right.
But yeah, they're very social animals, and they love to have that pack. And once you domesticate an animal, it is then your responsibility to care for them. Same with dogs. I mean, so they're very social, and we provide them the best life that we can with large enclosures because they're stuck in the middle. They're wolf and dog. So Josh says a good thing, like, quote,
two worlds.
Like, pretty much, pretty much they're too wild to live in a home, yet too domestic to live in the wild, because we could never release
them. I read both Call of the Wild and White Fang.
So I know what goes on.
Yeah.
Those are good-ass books.
Very well acquainted. Really, yes.
Jack London's a fucking bitch-ass writer. It's pretty awesome.
But it does, I think, provide a common kind of, I don't know, touchstone. For the topic, at least.
So are all of yours mixed bred, or are they just wolves that were raised in captivity? Or
a mix. So we have some that are actually just pure dogs that were misrepresented. Mm. Or we have some that are half wolf, which means, well, people really honestly always ask, what does that mean? So it means, you know, about half dog, half wolf. We have some animals that are high content, which means more wolf than dog. So you get all these different temperaments, all these different behaviors. But they're, you know, they're all really fun, and you know, once you build this relationship and this trusting bond with them, it's really unbreakable, and that's what keeps me going back up there and spending my time. There's a lot of work to do, but you do it for the passion and for the love of it.
It's definitely worthwhile.
So there are 17 animals up there. About how many people are involved with this project? I mean, who are, like, you know, direct, you know, regular, whether it's volunteer or, you know, employed?
So nobody is paid administrative expenses. It's okay. All of it's volunteer. But basically, Josh and I are up there every weekend. Bill Chamberlain, he's the owner. He's been doing this for over 30 years. He lives up there all by himself. And we've built a really strong wolf pack, I'll call it, with all these volunteers that, you know, come out every once in a while. So we basically have people coming up every weekend with us, you know.
Nice.
And so it's really awesome, all the people that are learning about this place, because we do accept volunteers and we do need the help. But I would say there's basically like 6 to 8 of us that are continually up there.
Randy, guy who plays guitar.
Randy Green?
Yeah, Randy Green. Thank you.
Yeah. Is he still involved with that? He's a good supporter of the Wolf Refuge.
Yeah, nice.
And there's always a project going on up there. So anybody that ever wants to come up, you can email me we have a website. So sorry, now I'm talking to the people out there.
Yeah.
our website for the U.S. Wolf Refuge is uswolfrefuge.org, and refuge is spelled R-E-F-U-G-E. A lot of people think two E's, and that's like not the right term.
That's refugee.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you don't have to live like a refugee.
No, I think it's a furry art site, actually. The Wolf Refugee.
So there's ways to help volunteer and to donate there on that website?
Yes, exactly. Okay. You go there, our contact information. You just email me at volunteer@uswolfrefuge.org.
You know, I think being able to spell refuge should be part of the criteria for being allowed to contact you. So
a lot of people get it mixed up, yeah.
Well, it's just like, if they can't spell that, then they shouldn't be.
Even morons got to donate to somebody.
Now, can I do a tour with, say, 25 3-year-olds after we visit the bacon factory?
No, there is an age limit. Bacon Factory doesn't matter, but no.
Oh, yes, it does.
4 or 5? What is the age limit?
These kids smell really good.
13 and up.
Are the dogs more into ground beef?
Bacon, we just feed them a couple kids, you know, a day. So
taste for them.
I kid. But there is an age limit, 13?
Yeah, 13 and up, and then basically anybody that's under 18 has to bring a parent or guardian that obviously is there to co-sign for them. Because everybody that arrives upon, arrival, there is a liability form stating, if you slip on a rock and hit your head, it's not our fault, pretty much. Just, you got to cover your ass this day and age.
Absolutely.
Makes sense. So,
Well, hey, can let's interrupt the conversation a little bit here and jump into the music. You brought your uke with you, and you're going to play some tunes.
Sure. I was. I'm loving
Are you still playing actively?
Yes.
What was the last thing you did?
What is today, Monday? Yesterday, I played at the Sierra Nevada Lavender and Honey Festival.
Oh, right.
That was
really
fun.
I remember hearing
about
that. And
I love lavender and honey.
Dude, it's all locally grown stuff.
It was a lot of local vendors brought the community together. They had lavender and honey mojitos.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
It was so
Those things are pretty rad.
So it was just like the perfect thing. But it was really fun playing, and it was a good turnout. So,
bunch of black people down there, Rick.
Fuck, Nick.
Did you go, Rick?
Right. No, but... I guess there were black people there.
Mongolian types?
There always are at Benson Reno. That's right. It's a very multicultural town. I don't know what Nick is trying to insinuate.
Nick just always takes it there.
Right. He always has weird shit.
Oh, yeah. You never say anything weird.
Right. Right, Chewy.
Staring contest while you're jacking off.
Chewy.
God.
That was out of context. I can't even imagine I said that. You probably linked the words together.
How would that be in, how would that be in context?
All right. Now that you've sullied the moment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now play something serious.
For serious.
Britt, I do apologize for them, Britt.
How
dare you. Thank you, Riku. Yes.
She's with you.
What are you going to play for us?
So, how many songs am I playing about?
I don't know.
Yeah, 10 or 12.
Between 3 and 50.
Oh, 3 or 4.
Okay, probably. That works. Okay, cool. So this first one is one that I kind of recently wrote called Murky Water. It's basically a love song about somebody.
She's not looking at Josh, and he's really confused right now.
How could it possibly be about? It's about the dog, not him.
It's about Nick.
To love me so right, I've been lurking for you nearly all of my life. Who are you? Where have you been? You are my love, and now I found peace within myself. Myself, and now I see through the murky water. It's clear to me I only want to wander, wander with you, only with you. Only with you. As eerie as the sea, maybe I know that we all have the urge to love the deep ocean blue. Jump in it for you. I've known from the start that you have a kind heart. Yeah, you have a kind heart. Yeah, you have a kind heart. That's a lot, baby. I need your kind heart. May I please have your kind heart? Yeah, you, you, and your kind heart. That's a lot, baby. Yeah. The deep ocean blue is enchanting, just like you. Leaves me in a trance. I need no compass to find your kind heart. It's your kind heart. That's a lot, baby. I need your kind heart. May I please have your kind heart? Yeah, you is your kind heart. That's a lie. Now I see through the murky water. It's clear to me I only want to wander with you, only with you, only with your kind heart. Yeah, you have a kind heart. Yeah, please have your kind heart. Yeah, you.
Yay.
Yay! It's a tiny, tiny little instrument.
Yes.
It's barely even there.
That was good.
Right.
That was great. Yeah.
So how have you been still writing a lot of songs on a regular basis, or have you just like started writing a handful recently?
No, it's just kind of intermittently. Yeah. You know, I do practice a lot with Seedless Tendency.
Mm-hmm.
And then also with Glenn Osborne, we have our own like duo.
Oh, right. I forgot because he also does the Limbo State with my guitar player, the Jackson over there. So yeah,
that shit's fucking awesome.
So yeah, you're tapped into that whole like whirlwind of the Reno creative side and
really
all those cats.
Yeah, you know. And I want to go tour. I want to get out there and.
So wait, how many any other musical projects you got going on?
God, I have to look at my calendar now. I'm very, very, very busy. But I'm basically have a show once a month or so. And
excellent.
Always trying to be active in, you know, creating music or doing a cover, you know, keeping it fun. And I got a PA system for my birthday recently, so that was pretty fun.
That's nice. Always
working with
awesome.
That, I want to improvise a loop pedal, you know, with music and with anything. There's always room to grow. And so working with a band is... gotten my time a lot better, I think, and
I definitely feel all that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, having come from, you know, we both did the open mic together, and now we both are off doing these other things. Like, yeah, hey, I'm glad I don't do that anymore.
That was fun, though.
You know, it was.
Yeah, that was really. I think that's how we met. Was Jibs.
Probably, yeah, through the open mic over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of open mics, this man over here's got an open mic.
Yes, sir, I do.
You also, it's an Monday open mic, in
yes,
fact,
it's actually tonight, about an hour or so. I'm going to start this thing up.
Hey, ukulele only.
Ukulele only. We got electric ukulele. I got a bass ukulele. I get that long neck Chinese ukulele.
Do you have
that's my
Chinese
favorite.
Restaurants is the best. Awesome.
Do you have a ukitar?
I've been working on that, but the problem
Or would that be a ukulele?
It'll be a ukulele.
Ukulele, fucking
ukulele. That'd be the best.
Dude, one of the best nights of my
little
life.
Tiny, like four keys.
But they light up so I can look at, because I'm not a music person, so I get to look down at it and I go, ooh, light, oh, those two.
They make those.
I'm in. That's what I need to actually learn how to play. It's like learning a foreign language. If you take it up after 13, you're not going to pick it up.
Yeah, at some point you just right. quit learning shit.
Hey, I picked up playing guitar at, what was that, 38? And here I am.
How old
five
are you now?
35? 43. I'm in a band.
Yeah, I started learning Spanish at 27. And
yeah, me too, when I started doing
construction. Yeah, but how's
construction?
Your accent?
Right, my accent is actually pretty good, but I still don't fucking hear when people say to me when I don't get it all.
When they just talk normal and fast, it's just like okay. listening to Univision.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I catch part of that. It's a lot of fun.
So tell us about your open mic. Where's it at?
Open mic tonight is at Jimmy B's Bar. That is at the Peckham Shopping Center there, right next to Pirate's Pizza, diagonal from the Atlantis.
We all know that shopping center.
Yeah, it's a great place.
By the old town.
Yeah,
over there.
That bar
shit.
That's over there right next to Pirates.
The bar that was on the Bar Rescue show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that angry English guy to come in and tell you that
you're
a fuck
you
up. Yeah, you got to fix everything you're doing here. And then they put like $200,000 into renovation. And
why is there maggots in the tequila?
It.
Yeah, the risotto is terrible.
It wasn't so bad.
Dude, so but
it's
is
antiseptic.
Is it an everything open mic? Is it a comedy open mic?
This is a comedy open mic.
Oh, dude.
Don't you have enough everything open mics?
Because
there's the one at the Jungle today, and then when's Jub Jubs? Isn't that
there's
Wednesday?
One at every bar.
There is no.
Oh, not anymore?
They killed it.
Oh, rip.
Yeah. They've got karaoke and quiz night. It's a Wednesday and Tuesday, yeah, respectively.
My friend Aubrey runs the quiz night there.
Yeah, Aubrey's great. Yeah.
Is that pretty good? The trivia night? Is it?
I've had a great time every time Diana and
I
have gone,
but it said like you get bonus points for dressing up in a costume. It's like, is that really a trivia contest?
Some people do. Most people don't.
Okay.
But
so if you just dress normal, you got to work a little bit harder.
Frankly,
to win.
Diane and I have come in like win place or show twice, and like we won like $5 and $15 gift certificates. So Rats. Like if our dumbasses could win occasionally, the competition's not that stiff, and you have a good chance.
What if I'm dressed up as a white trash loser from rural Nevada? Is that a costume?
Wait for the supernatural theme night.
Ooh,
I'm in. And then tell them you're dressed as a victim. What?
Victim
so is
of
the,
what circumstance?
But back to focusing back on you, sir.
Do they still have the open mic at the Third Street Bar for
yes,
comedy? And that's
that
Tuesday, right?
Wednesday.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
Wednesday night at 9:30.
Hosted
so,
by Mr. Shillito.
Mr. Pat Shillito.
What I want to know is, did you get pissed off over there and start your own one because fuck them, or are you all like on like part of the same family?
For the purposes of this discussion, yes.
Fuck those people.
Fuck them. Bunch of cocksuckers. Don't get enough stage time over there at fucking Third Street. That open mic is actually, that's Brooke's open mic, Brooke Unger. She, her folks bought Jimmy B's bar and she works there. So she was like,
gotcha.
Hey, there's no open mic on Monday. So she set it up. And what we're doing is we're kind of doing a, rotating hosting thing.
Excellent.
It's kind of fun to take over for once and actually learn how to do this.
I say rotating host is way better than somebody doing it every week and getting burned out.
It's good
that
for
much
I think that's
faster.
Good for the performers and the host for sure.
Yeah,
exactly. At the open mic,
gives
at the Third
you a variety.
Street, there was always like a lot of intercomic cruelty. Does that go on too? Like they would constantly rip on each other.
Well, Third Street is a competitive environment, so everyone kind of shits on one another there, and it's always like because you win the competition, and in winning the competition, there you get a bar tab, and you come back and do your 15 the next week.
Right.
If I am a regular audience member, does bald faced heckling fly? Whether it's amateur or professional heckling.
I say you should do it anyway.
All right. Because, comics should know how to handle a heckle.
You got to be able to work it.
Exactly.
I've always thought at any open mic, people should learn to handle a little bit of rejection.
Exactly. And that's kind of a thing I've noticed here at the Reno open mics, because it seems that the audience is typically other comedians. So everyone sits back and is very studious
that's
and is
good.
Paying very close attention to everything that the other person says, the person on stage says. And there's no laughs, there's no back and forth, there's no feedback, so you don't know if you're doing well. At least that's the vibe I get.
Ladies and gentlemen, I always strongly suggest pre-partying before you go to an open mic, comic open mic.
Yeah. Because
that way, when you get in there and just start reacting, you're already loud and drunk, and they need that from you as the audience.
Totally agree.
But also your attention. Just get drunk and start talking to somebody next to you about something unrelated.
So, speaking of which, Third Street, I show up a couple weeks ago, and I walk in, there's a couple jokes. I'm lit pretty quick, and I bark some laughs, and kind of threw somebody off their game for a minute. And then I ran into Steve here, and he and I sat down and started a conversation where we talked over the other comics.
Yeah, and I felt bad
that I was there to see.
Like, God, you let's not do that.
Well, no, and it was Vicky who
was Vicky,
I was freaking
to
there
see
to see
Vicky. And then you and I are having a conversation over her whole set. And I was like, God, I feel bad because you were here to see Vicky.
So now
Murray, you fucking retarded douchebag.
Yeah, from the great Bobby Slayton. Yeah. But no, so I'm just here to publicly apologize to Vicky for that.
Well, I hope
and
she
sure she's listening.
I'll take the apology.
Why would she
her.
Listen to you? You don't listen to her. Fuck. What a dick. Okay.
Because she's a better person than
that's
I
true.
Am, Rick.
That's true.
Unlike your judgmental ass.
Have you been watching the new Showtime series, the Jim Carrey produced thing, the about the stand-ups?
Oh, I'm dying
in the 70s.
Up here. Is
yeah.
that the one?
Have
no, I have
yet?
Not seen it yet, but I hear it is spectacular.
It's awesome, yeah. Check it out.
Have you?
I've been watching it, yeah.
Yeah.
The first three episodes, I think, are out. It's pretty good.
The only thing I've been keeping tabs of is American Gods, and that's been pretty mind-blowingly. No, it's not a fun. Well, it has its moments, but no, it's a weird show. Sex and improbable things.
Sounds good.
Gods and humans and the end of the world and shit.
Okay, I'm in. You sold me.
Neil Gaiman. It's based off of his book. It's
Neil Diamond from...
Yes, Neil Diamond.
Yeah. Really? That's awesome.
Wasn't he one of the young guns? Yesterday. That was Neil Diamond
Yesterday
Phillips.
Right? Neil Diamond Phillips.
Yeah, from La Bamba.
Right, right.
I hate you guys so much. Trying to do a serious fucking show here once in a while. And no! We're just going to go right off inappropriate. Cliff.
Because he was talking about stand-up, and there's a good show about stand-up on Showtime.
Yes, I did hear it was fantastic.
It's awesome.
It started related.
All right, moving on.
moving on. Nothing to see here,
so
folks.
How long has it been going on over there?
Jimmy B's, I want to say 3 or 4 months, perhaps. The nice thing about the Reno stand-up scene is now we have an open mic every weekday. So Sunday, Monday, all the way through Thursday.
You can find a comic open mic every day of the week?
Yes.
How about that?
It's great.
That is up from, I remember 10 years ago, it was Great Basin, and that was seasonal, and that was about it.
Yeah.
What's the rundown now with the bars for each day of the week?
Now it is Sunday night, it is the Waterfall. Monday night is Jimmy B's. Tuesday night is the Jungle. Wednesday is 3rd Street, and Thursday night is Beck's Brewhouse.
Dude, Tuesday's open mic at the Jungle is solid comedy?
Thursday
yes, it
night
is.
At Beck's Brewhouse?
No shit. Is Monday still music and poetry shit?
Yes. In fact, my roommate is there right now playing some silly songs. So,
does it still smell like armpit and feet when you go there?
That's part of the attraction to that place, though.
Because I remember being there and being like, this music's amazing. It smells so bad. It's because it's Dirty White Kids.
Yeah, pretty much.
The River Kids.
The River Kids.
I love them. I love them. But
they do smell like a fish tank, though.
It's awful. Oh, my God. Yeah, this place smells like a matcha latte.
Speaking of the Jungle, hi, Steve Elegant. I know you don't listen either.
He should.
He does.
Why he doesn't, but he should.
He does occasionally, if he knows he's going to be talked about.
He makes a good Negroni.
He has a sixth sense about that.
He does. he kind of half squats behind the bar because he's like, I don't think. See, when people look at me eye to eye, that gives them more trust. When I stand up straight, I'm like, dude, you're 5'10". You're as tall as I am. You don't have to do that.
Stop punching your shoulders. let's have another song.
Yay, Britt.
Yay, another song.
Okay.
Good segue.
Do you know any Slayer? Can you play Raining Blood on that thing?
Maybe next time. I'll have to learn that one.
She knows some Metallica.
I bet she does.
You can play that. We won't get sued. Nobody listens.
Yeah, can you play Orion?
The 13 people that listen to this show will not tell. Ask Cat.
So this next song.
Crank that shit up.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Freedom Rock?
Is that Freedom Rock? Turn it up, man.
That's an old joke there.
This song is called The Mountains Are Calling, and John Muir inspired it. He's like a naturalist author. Mm-hmm. He helped preserve like the Yosemite National Park, you know, so... If people that don't know me, you know, this I can relate with very well as being, you know, a nature fanatic. So, and it just kind of describes how materialistic objects are really not important. You know, what should we really focus our energy on and better the world, you know, a little bit.
That shit's for commies.
You know.
Good one.
I know. Get those helicopters going.
Consuming materials lead us to believe that possessions are all we need. Why does society hold us up to standards no one can meet? The attention is what we seek. We should be okay with who we are. If you're lost, my dear, search for the North Star. If you're lost, my dear, search for the North Star. Oh, no, 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 no. Look up into the sky, make a wish tonight. You won't find your home to the wilderness. We should home. You should. Look up into the sky, then just close your eyes. You won't find your home to the wilderness. We should home. Star calling me, and I just want to find my soul. I just want to find my soul. The mountains are where I'm heading, and I just want to lose my mind, leave it far behind. If you're lost, my dear, search for the North Star. Oh, yeah. No, 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 no.
Hell yeah. Woo!
Yay, Brit.
Oh, thank you.
You know what? I like music, too.
Yeah, music is good.
Music is good. I like music. Rick, yeah. Will you play my music?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Brit's face tells me she knows what it's time for. It's the worst little quiz in the world, where these two contestants and three guests, maybe, are going to be answering some very strange and awkward and compromising things. Are you ready to play and be judged?
Okay.
All right. Oh,
no. The winner gets a drink cozy.
Good luck to y'all.
A drink cozy.
I'm in. I already won. All right. Let's do this.
We're going to start then with you, Steve, since you jump right out in front of the bus like that for everybody else. Good job. What is the first big rock show you ever went to?
The first really big one?
Like, yeah, where you had to, like, pay for tickets through Ticketmaster kind of thing, not just somebody's basement.
I saw Alice Cooper in 94, 95-ish.
Nice.
That's not bad.
That's a good one. That's a good. Where was that at?
It was here in Reno.
Okay, cool, cool. Britt, same question to you. First big rock show you ever went to?
I don't know if I've really ever been to a huge rock show.
How about like a mid-sized rock show?
Like, I mean, Paul Simon. Like, that counts, I mean, you know, anything you had to pay tickets for.
Any national act?
I mean,
Lawler.
You've only ever seen local bands in your
Hillary
entire
Duff
life?
I saw Hillary Duff at Lawler like 20 years ago.
Yeah, that counts. God, that's, yeah. There you go.
Okay, that's what we're looking for. I wasn't sure what you meant, like, by rock.
And a big
not that
show.
I wanted to go. I went for my little
if
sister.
Somebody had to buy the tickets through Ticketmaster is what, basically
whatever
what
happened to Liberty Stuff.
I didn't want to go. My little sister wanted to go.
That's why I went to Belinda Carlisle.
Why would you lie about that? The Hillary Duff show would have been amazing. I would have so gone to that.
Yes, but then they would have arrested you on the way out.
Yes, naturally.
My sister won like meet and greet tickets, so I actually got to meet her. My sister was like crying. It was so hilarious.
Was she awesome?
Aww.
How old were you? Yeah.
Does she still like her today?
I think I was like 16 or something.
And how old was your sister?
She was like
12.
10.
Yeah. And how old was Hillary Duff?
I don't remember. Yeah, I think she was about my age.
Yeah,
you're a creep.
I think she's at least over 18.
And what
so
was she wearing?
Good to go.
Josh, same question for you, my friend.
Big name in the 1990s Christian rock scene. I went with my parents to see DC Talk in like 1996 in Oakland.
That
faggot.
All right, we're gonna start the next round with you here. Rounding to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100. How many books do you own?
Maybe close to 100.
100? And what was the last book you read?
I haven't read any novels in a long time. I listen
any
to
book,
books on tapes now. Maybe like the ISA certification study guide.
Oh God, that's so boring. Dude, that's a boring answer. And on top of that, Rory, count off his points for saying near 100 when you asked him to round it off.
Thank you. Britt, same question to you. Round to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100.
Oh,
how many books do you own?
Probably like between, probably like 15 or 10.
And what was the last book you read?
I think
completed
the Beginner Ukulele Guide.
You know, reading can be done for fun, you guys, just so you know.
Steve, same questions to you, sir.
It's a really good question. 250-ish.
Right.
And I buy a lot. I buy a lot of used books.
What was the last book that you read that the pages didn't stick together?
I'm almost through with Graham Hancock, Fingerprints of the Gods.
Sexually.
I've seen that book, but never read it.
It's a doorstopper.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very dense.
Yeah, yeah, like Verne
like
Vinge stuff.
In physical size or like how enjoyable it is to read?
Yeah, both.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's very dry.
Like, I made it through Moby Dick. Is it worse than that?
You made it all the way through Moby Dick, finally?
Oh, God, it was hard.
Well, good for you.
How do you eat a whale one bite at a time?
How do you wear a whale's dick as a costume?
Yeah, well, yeah, remember? Yeah, whale's dick.
I certainly do.
The whale dick shirt.
Yep.
Steve, you are trapped on a desert island. Your lover, your brother, or your mother, who do you cannibalize first?
Mother?
All right, okay. Cannibalizing mom. Britt, trapped on a desert island, lover, brother, or mother, who do you cannibalize first?
Which... I don't know, whichever one's fatter. No, just kidding.
That answer's good. That's a good answer. We'll go on the record. Josh, same question for you. Trapped on a desert island, your lover, your brother, or your mother, who gets cannibalized first? Are you vegetarian, sir?
No, I'm not vegetarian.
Oh, okay,
no,
just checking.
No, I'm skinny, but I'm not vegetarian. I'm going to eat my brother. Nobody said it yet.
Dun, 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 Lauren.
Well, he's certainly not going to say Brit when she's sitting here in the room.
Or you could just announce, oh, yeah, lover, not you, the other one.
Let's see. Do you like the internet, Josh?
I love the internet.
Do you ever look for pornography on the internet?
Yeah.
That was creepier than I expected.
What are your favorite keywords in your search to jerk?
You know, Latinas,
honey,
black chicks, understand. MMF, Dirty Martinez,
oh, God. Honey, he
Love
understands.
It Party,
no,
Blue Waffle,
that is
MILF, GILF, DILF.
Riku, okay.
You're spoiling the joke,
right?
Words like brother, mother, lover.
Wow. Okay. So taboo incest porn. Got it.
Oh, you don't like chicks.
Right.
Britt, same question for you. What are your favorite inspirational words for the internet?
Shemale.
Nice. So like, it's not politically correct to call them chicks with dicks anymore, right?
It never has been.
Not that's just a whole lot more before. To put in the search engine.
I remember when chick with dick was something to strive for.
That was like 80s, and so is feathering your hair and pastel shirts with gray suits, you know.
Deal with the times,
so now
Rick.
They're called pre-op trannies. No, that's not right either, huh?
No, tranny is also unacceptable.
Oh, God damn it.
That's not politically correct
anymore.
Can we
say pre-op trans?
Yes.
Okay.
Trans ending on an S is appropriate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but what
that's
type
like
of
the hard
trans,
R, soft A.
Right.
Because there are four or five different types of
trans. Now we're getting into hair splitting.
I mean,
you guys write all this down for me?
I'm trans. Trans-am. Got the T-tops, the flaming chicken.
I have several trans friends. Mullet you're rocking there, too.
Awesome, yeah.
My trans friends typically have told me what to call them, and then I just went with that.
That's usually the cues I take are however people refer to themselves to me the first couple of times.
Yeah,
I try
sure,
to take note.
Maybe just call them by name.
Yeah, there's that, too. Well, if they got like a long polysyllabic name.
Sometimes
though,
they change their
awkward.
Name, Chewy.
Right, they've changed their name and they haven't told you that, but they've started using different pronouns.
And you've called them the old name for 10 years. And
And now all of a sudden they're feeling like they're a different name because I'm Namekin. So I'm able to change my name based on how I feel at any moment.
Right.
I'm going to name myself Wolf Dog.
There you go.
That would look good on you.
Yeah, it would.
And we'll all still call you Chewy.
Yeah, I'm Moosekin, so that's offensive to me.
All right.
So, look, the same question to you. What are your favorite terms when it comes to the search bar?
Well, it will betray everyone's prejudice against me, but I just like cute girls getting fucked normal style.
Like just little sorority girls and like pillows and champagne and
regular.
Water.
Yeah. It's like, oh,
meat and
this
potatoes.
Is great. Those European, well produced, high production value, erotic porn videos. Fucking love them.
Okie cookie.
That's enough. Go to your room. Steven, all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
Shit, that's a great question. Alexander the Great.
Nice one.
That's one of
my favorites. Yeah,
he was okay.
Britt,
I think I said this last time. Kanye West.
I believe you did.
All these years later,
always an acceptable answer.
Screw that guy, dude. Yeah.
Punch him right in the face.
Josh, how about yourself? Are you a man of peace?
Yeah.
All right. So, who would you fight? That makes it more
exciting.
I'll entertain
the question. I'd like to go for same kind of category. Jay-Z. I go for his legs first.
Damn. Rick.
Oh, you are being escorted to a gas chamber by a clown, a comedian in a clown suit. What comedian would you like to be that clown?
Robin Williams. No hesitation.
Ooh. Nice.
Okay.
Steve.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, he would look great in a clown suit.
A lot of people in this room have seen me in a clown suit.
Fuck, that is rad.
Cowboy clown. Josh?
Hop along this.
What's the question?
You're being escorted to a gas chamber by a comedian wearing a clown suit. Which comedian would you prefer that to be?
A modern day comedian?
Anyone, really.
Any comedian.
I'm going to go with Robin Williams, just a funny...
but you get 0 points because it's already been taken.
Yeah, that has
that's already been taken.
Yeah, he just said that.
I wasn't. Well,
he's paying attention to the dog.
He needs a nap.
I
do. Definitely do.
All right. Well, upon your demise after the death in said gas chamber, where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt?
Yeah. After your death, where would you haunt?
I'd probably stay local. Just stay around the Reno scene and.
Haunt the
local.
Entire city.
Hashtag
get
haunt local.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Haunt locally, think globally.
It is a great town.
Britt, same question to you.
Maybe on the beach somewhere. Anywhere where there's a palm tree. And throw coconuts at people.
Again, a very powerful haunting, able to like span continents. Like wherever there's a freaking palm tree, there your shade is.
Exactly. And that means that you and your boyfriend will be separated at death.
Yeah, because he'll be
he'll
here.
Stay here. We have no palm,
palm trees.
No
palm don't trees. Do well here. No.
Pyramid Lake.
Could you? Okay, are you ready for the next question?
No, he we're no, we're going me. To Steve here.
Oh, Steve, I'm so sorry. I'm jumping ahead.
You did jump ahead. You ought not do that. Probably the pornography store.
What Which one?
The rundown one with the arcades there on Virginia Street.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. What is the name of that place? It's just like Adult XXX.
The Adult Store. Yeah.
I call it the Dirty Bookstore, and they don't even have books anymore.
Exactly.
Do they?
Right. Well, I don't know.
Do they still have their little peep shows?
Yes, they do. Oh, yeah, I was awesome. I was in there in a while ago, and I was asking, like, because I'm like, okay, I personally have never purchased pornography in my life.
I'm old enough to have
done
that.
You're a young feller. Yeah,
I'm not that young. I mean, I'm 36. I look 26. I act 16.
You just weren't that horny before the internet?
Well, no, it was around.
Okay.
You could just get it.
Oh, like, you were using other people's
spank
mats? Dude, it's covered with their...
See, that's why I asked him how many books, if the last book he read was not...
stuck together,
the pages didn't stick together. Yeah.
Hard copy porn is so... 20th Vintage. Century, yeah. It's like, you can't jerk off the stuff that's 5 years old.
Do you think
can
that'll come back like vinyl?
Maybe. Vintage retro like hustlers are going for serious money on.
If you have ones that have not been sullied, they're actually worth quite a lot of money.
I would love to have a copy of the one that I found under my stepdad's bed.
Like the whole decade of Penthouse from the 80s.
Well, you see, for me, it's like the holy grail is the penthouse that had Vanessa Williams in it. Do you know why?
It ruined her career.
Do you know why that one's the holy grail?
Because it's awesome?
Because that one is a felony to possess.
Oh, really?
Because Tracy Lords is in it at 14.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's right.
That's not cool.
Because she was lying about her age to get in the business.
Right.
And then all of a sudden when that was unveiled she was underage in... 500 movies and all of
everything,
these photo spreads.
Yeah.
All of that stuff became retroactively felony child porn to possess.
Yep.
So, she's legal now. I don't really care. But that one, that's like the holy grail. Vanessa Williams.
Holy grail. For
and Tracy Lords.
People who like crazy, to have child crazy. Pornography at their house. Not
I
cool.
I hang out on the deep web.
I hear you.
I know what I'm doing.
All right, we're going to jump over to rapid fire questions.
Rapid fire.
Josh has had to leave the competition to attend to the dogs. So,
do you want me to answer for him? Like the chick from Murder Rock?
Exactly.
Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Rip Taylor.
Richard Simmons.
Donkey or walrus?
Walrus.
Walrus.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Gay.
Elvis or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Elvis.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Trek.
I don't really care for either, to be honest.
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
AIDS.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Beat up.
Coldplay or a cold sore?
A cold sore.
Cold sore.
Nickelback or herpes?
Herpes.
Herpes all day.
Hand job or a blowjob?
Blowjob.
Blowjob.
Okay.
We're on the same wavelength here.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, with that same wave. Oh, yeah. There we go. Circumcised or not?
I'd say not.
It doesn't
You're not
matter.
Circumcised?
No, I am.
Oh, okay.
I'm American. What do you think?
Yeah, that's just for commies.
I've met a lot of Americans that are uncut. It does.
Which do you prefer?
I'd prefer circumcised, but it really doesn't matter. Because we're born the way we should be.
Yeah.
Stop genital mutilation.
Okay.
I'm going to tabulate the answers here. And yeah, with so many goose eggs on your side and the fact that Josh had to leave the room, Steve with 1,000,005 points demolished your score.
Dude, when he had 250 books, I knew he might have it.
Yeah.
Satan, I won.
Now you owe him a fucking drink cozy.
It sucks balls, dude.
Where's the cozy at?
Well, hey, Steve, I do know. I know you. Yeah, the cozy, I think it's in Rick's room. So all you have to do is go
it's
in there
pretty
and
much
bend
an
over and reach
dick.
Under his bed.
Really. it's code, really.
It's in this little tube. You got to suck it out.
I understand you got to get out of here to get to your open mic. What are the details of that again?
Nice.
Oh, that one's cool. The details are Jimmy B's Bar.
Every Monday night.
At 9 o'clock I should be there right now taking names, but
who's hosting next week?
Me, myself. So it is located at in that shopping center at Peckham and Virginia.
Next to Pirate's
Old
Pizza.
Town Mall. Okay, yeah. Old Town Mall.
Yeah.
I've been speaking previously before. I've been slurring my words all over the place. I'm not even that drunk. Yeah, Old Town Mall.
It's part of Old
Peckham.
Reno there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's nice, disappearing,
a disappearing side of Reno.
It's in that weird retail dead zone.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see what happens when the Dutch Brothers Coffee moves in. To see if that actually stimulates any growth in that weird spot there between between Peckham and Kitski.
It could be inside the mall?
No, that's being built next to the old Burger King that was the MTO Fresh Burger for
a
while.
Yeah.
Does Dutch Brothers have anything to do with the Dutch Oven?
I don't know.
No.
Okay. Nor one way to find out.
We could find out.
Oh, a Dutch Rudder, yeah. I want a Dutch Oven and a Dutch Rudder while I go.
Go in there and order one.
Do you want a Dutch Rudder while you're getting a Dutch Oven?
I can.
From two Dutch Brothers?
I can oblige. I can be one half of those Dutch Brothers.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. So,
as Steve's going to cut out here, I think we're probably going to go out on another song by Britt here. Britt, remind us of the details of your show again. That's going to be at the Potentialist Theater on the 29th.
Yeah, so July 29th, the Wolfstock event.
Wolfstock.
I'm not going to be performing, but we have local artists.
This is year three or four of that?
Third annual.
Nice.
And so Potentialist Workshop, July 29th. All proceeds go to the U.S. Wolf Refuge. And basically, we would love for you to come. It's all ages, a free event. There's going to be awesome raffle prizes. And see you later, Steve.
See you. This was fun.
Yeah, it was so fun. I love this fucking podcast, man. Hey, look, there's a dog. What up, dog? Potentialist Workshop, July 29th. Make it out. Come meet some wolves. Come get involved. Thank ya.
Woo.
Sounds like a great cause.
Hey Rick, you got anything going on cool here at the studio?
No, for the first time in ages, nothing is going on here because I'm going on vacation and I'm going to Burger Boogaloo in Oakland, which is why we will have no show next week.
Are the Mummies playing again?
That's right, we have no show.
The Mummies, it's the first. I've been 2 years in a row and the Mummies headlined both years. This year, no. X is playing, though, which I'm terribly fucking excited about.
That's pretty
and,
exciting.
And Iggy Pop, which I'm less excited about, but excited about.
That's still
and
really
and cool. Burger Boogaloo is one of those shows where they have so much awesome like surf punk and like old 50s vintage-y sound and shit that it's just, every time I go, there's all these bands I've never heard of, and it's fucking amazing. Like, I always have a great time, so I'm just excited. So me and Justin and Katie are going to head over the hill and fucking do that shit, so.
Rad.
Well, yeah.
You give those two kids a big hug and a kiss
God
for me.
God damn, I love them. And this is our one time a year that we all see each other. So
it's a good
tradition. I will tell them that everybody thought, especially right. Rory.
Remind everybody about the rad new pinball scene that's going on in Reno. There's so much great pinball happening, and they got tournaments twice a month, I believe, every maybe last Sunday of the month at Jub Jub's and every second Friday of the month at the Hideout. And keep an eye out for it. So this Sunday at Jub Jub's in the afternoon. I think it's all ages.
Fuck.
Yeah. Rad pinball scene.
How do they have all ages stuff at the giant bar?
Well, they got the big room, and they just don't serve alcohol.
Oh, the big room.
There.
I didn't even think about that. Okay. Yep.
And they put all the pinball machines in there. Last time I was there, I think they had like 9 machines.
Wow.
Set up.
Nice.
A bunch of people, yeah. It's a good time.
Check it out. There's a lot of good pinball in Reno. Comic book store has a bunch, too.
Yeah, they do. And a lot of comic
Kingdom,
books.
Comic Kingdom over there at
Moana, by my dentist's office.
Moana
Kiske.
Our dentist, yeah.
Is this going on everywhere, or one day will people say that Reno is known for its pinball?
I don't know. Pinball is real big in Portland, Seattle.
It's been
Eugene,
making a comeback because it's not digital. It's
no,
analog.
It's
a throwback
it's
to our childhood.
Dude, Hustler magazines are going to come back.
They are.
Because, you know, we're so about like shit that's not now.
Well, yeah, because, you know, people pine for the old days.
Too bad there's no way to get dry cum off of magazine pages.
Yeah.
Not everybody came into magazines.
Quite a lot.
Well, maybe, but some people I know didn't, though.
Did they wash their hands before they touched the magazine?
Yes, they did, and before they and after.
They did, yeah. They always were just like, put this away.
They never got Vaseline on the pages.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's gross no matter what.
Yeah. It's just hand lotion, Ma. I don't know what you're talking about. It's
like
hand
when,
lotion.
Like when you would rent pornos from a video store. That is so gross. So gross.
Hey, dude, you got to do what you got to do.
It's true.
Yeah, I always had tissues when I'd take that in and out of the slot.
You did not. Yuck. You just like touch it and then rub yourself.
Yeah, well, it's like that goes back to what I always say. Wear gloves if needed for anything that you're going to do. Why not? Yeah. Okay. Keep gloves on hand.
I'm sorry. We always sully whatever.
No pun intended.
With all the serious stuff in there.
You sully everything. I was just trying to end a pleasant show talking
with a beautiful,
our lovely
beautiful
friend
singer
Brett,
here with
who's
the, with
an
the beautiful song,
and
but
an
we're
advocate.
Gonna, we're going to lead into it with some gross shit. I apologize.
Thought maybe follow up a little local stuff. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you know, coming up in the next week, you know, we're about to hit July here. Art Town's happening. There's a lot of festivals. There's a lot of events. There's a lot of drinking happening. Be safe out there. Hydrate yourself. Like, really, that's the point of this, is hydrate yourself at all this Art Town stuff that you're going to be doing, because it's really easy to forget to drink copious amounts of water in this heat wave and when you're drinking alcohol and walking around. So be safe, have a lot of fun, and we hope to see you all at a rock show soon. All the cats here at the podcast, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
We're talking out of our ass. Please don't forget me. I've been missing you for so long, like the ocean breeze from Hawaii. From Hawaii. If I wait and if I stay right here, will you come? Will you stay with me here forever? Forgive me, I've learned from my past, but I cannot take it back. I'll reach for your soul, but your feelings I cannot control. So why don't you go do the things you got to do in life, then come on back home to me. If I wait, if I stay right here, will you come? Will you stay with me here forever? Certain wolf who's in love with a special moon that lifts her up and keeps her in tune. Each night she cries for love that she will never touch. She dies inside. Each night she cries for love that she will never touch. She dies inside. Yeah. If I wait, if I stay right here, will you come? Will you stay with me forever? Will you stay with me forever? No. Ooh. She cries for love that she will never touch. She dies inside. Each night she cries for love that she will never touch. She dies inside.
Is there anything particular that you fancy?
Dark World Studios.
Not bloody lightly.
Yeah.
Yeah.